Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you for a new day, for a new manner, for light in our hearts, Lord, to instruct us and motivate us for the day ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 105, verse
20 to 22.
Hallelujah.
Eventually, the king of Egypt sent for him, setting him free at last. Then Joseph was put in charge of everything under the king. He became the master of the palace over all the royal possessions. Pharaoh gave him authority over all the princes of the land, and Joseph became the teacher of wisdom to the king's advisors.
Hallelujah. You have just we've been thinking the last day or two about that Jeremiah 17, where it speaks about you cursed when you trust in man, you trust in flesh, and then you blessed when you trust in God, and you will always produce fruit, even in famine and in persecution. And this we can just see in Joseph's life, you know, he went through many things, but all those things just worked to his good as it built character and it built trust. And he came through wiser, and he could help other people because of what he had experienced out of the hand of God. And but just thinking about that, you know, as long as we trusting in ourselves and we trusting in man, we just staying cursed. It's a horrible picture where when you stay cursed because you're not able to get to the blessings that God has got for you in heaven, that he's wanting to manifest you on earth in character, purpose, direction, and therefore you've got nothing much to share with people except how you manipulated, how you may have lied to get out of through situations and out of bad situations. But the beautiful thing, the person on the road with the Lord, that is looking to the Lord, trusting in the Lord, has got so much, because every step of this journey you're on, you're not going to have to do it again, because you're applying what is necessary. You're looking to the Lord, trusting on him, and then the Lord is coming. He's coming through for the righteous. And then you've got something good to share to anyone else on the journey, how to trust in God, persevere in faith, and then see the salvation of your God. And this is the beautiful thing with Joseph. Here we've got the wonderful picture. And we can just see there was no compromise with him. When he was in there in charge of that rich man's household, he didn't think, oh well, here's a chalukki, this I was not treating him too nice, now he's even got his wife. He says, get behind me, Satan, this is not of the Lord. God has got a wife for me, God has got a plan for me. I'm not going to indulge the flesh, I'm going to trust God. So that's it, guys. We've got to just stay on this highway of holiness and know that every step we take and everything we go through is just adding to our ministry. And as we can see here with Joseph, when we come to maturity, that place that God wants for us, that place that God has laid aside for us, we are his workmanship for good works laid out for us. You can then have plenty and a lot of understanding, a lot of testimonies of the goodness of God, so that you can instruct and help others, as Joseph was there, able to instruct princes and do things that were relevant to God to extend God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So be blessed as a child of the living God, partaking of the blessings and not the curses. You were cursed. You were outside of the covenant, but now you are in the covenant and you are staying with the Lord, and he's coming in faith, and then he's coming in reality as he takes you through sickness, takes you through testings, brings whatever is necessary for you to have sufficient at all times in every way to be a blessing. And that's what it's all about, guys. Amen. A relationship, seeing the Lord, experiencing the Lord, because he is there for the righteous. Amen.
Amen.